to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everyone is having an absolutely blessed day today. We're staying busy down here at Health Masters as always, and as I'm sure you guys have heard, you know, they essentially quarantined the whole state, even though it really hasn't changed much of anything, because people are starting to realize that things are going on behind the scenes that we're not being told about. But at Health Masters, we're still running right along. We did get astragalus, a very small batch of astragalus supreme, and I want to let everybody know about that. I am not putting it up on the website. It's going to be a phone order only, simply because we have a very, very limited supply of it, and it's essentially, this is the last one that I was informed that I'm getting for quite some time. So we've restricted it basically one bottle per order. Excuse me. But I want to make sure that our listeners are the first ones that know we have it, because I haven't told anybody this. It's not on the website. I did not send an email out on it. You guys are getting first come, first serve on it, and that way you guys can have first dibs. And still with the vitamin C, we've got a good amount of that left in stock, and we also have the magnesium brain food on order right now, on sale right now on the front page of the website. So I just want to give everybody a heads up on that, because as we're starting to see, and Dad's going to talk about here in a second, we're starting to realize, the more Dad and I have been researching this, that there's something else much more nefarious going on behind the scenes. And as I've talked to numerous people now that have been retired military and so forth, we've never really seen this level of quarantine in the United States ever. You know, we saw in 1944 there was a Public Health Service Act which allowed more quarantine authority, and there's been stations for quarantine all around the country numerous times. That's not abnormal. But, you know, even when we had the whole H1N1 swine flu thing in 2009 and they said 14,000 people died, it was business as usual. The whole economic machine of the entire United States did not shut down. And now we're seeing these companies like Ford and GM completely shut down and have to switch over to making respirators, or at least they're telling us they're making respirators. I don't know. So I'm going to give it to Dad for a little bit. He's got some more research and intel that he's been working on. But this is definitely going to be a must-listen show, guys. So what do you have for us today, Dad?
Well, Austin, you know, it's interesting because 2 days ago, I flew to Georgia. I have a friend of mine who's a pilot, and we hopped in a plane, and we flew to Georgia because we wanted to see the road checkpoints that were being done on Interstate 75 and how bad it was affecting traffic, because we were being told that the checkpoints that were in place and that people were being stopped and being questioned and being told they had to quarantine for 2 days, or I'm sorry, 2 weeks. So we flew up there. It took about an hour to fly up, about 45 minutes to fly back. We had a tailwind. We're in a little Cessna. And when we get to the Georgia border, you know, we see the weigh station, which supposedly is taking all of these people who are being told what to do, into the weigh station, into the rest station, into the welcome stations, and nothing. There were no cars. There were no police. There was no barrier. There was no barricade. There was no backup of traffic. There was nobody being routed into the weigh stations. There was nobody being routed into the welcome areas. And I thought, that's really odd, because they told us they were doing this, but yet there's nothing. The traffic was definitely down. It wasn't nearly as strong and as heavy as it normally is on Interstate 75, and we're flying at about 1,000 feet, so we got to see everything. You can't really fly much lower than that because, you know, they have certain limits with the FAA. And so I thought, well, this is strange. You know, what the heck is going on? Because they're telling us all the stuff about the quarantines that are taking place in Florida, and you have to isolate yourself for 2 weeks, but nothing's here. Well, then I thought, well, maybe I need to just take a little quick trip over to Europe with the family and maybe go over to Switzerland and just chill out for a bit, because it's getting kind of weird here in the United States. So I called up American Airlines and I talked to them, and they said, we're sorry, we're no longer flying into Switzerland. I said, what do you mean? They said, well, we're banned. Unless you're a Swiss national, you can't go into Switzerland, so we don't have enough planes going into Switzerland because, you know, we're not flying that many Swiss nationals. So Switzerland has closed its borders. It's done. And I'm like, Switzerland? They said, yeah, Switzerland's done. You can't go into Switzerland now. And I thought, I'd like to buy a ticket. They said, you can't. I said, well, how about if I had a friend of mine who's got a plane, if he flew us over there? And they said, you're not understanding. You can't go into Switzerland. They won't let you land. You can't take a private plane in. Done. It's over. You can't get into Switzerland. And I thought, oh, how odd. Then I find out that Switzerland has called up its troops, its reserves. Now, are you listening to me, friends? Switzerland has called up the reserves. That's kind of odd. That hasn't happened since like World War II. And I thought, whoa, this is getting serious. And then I started thinking, well, what the heck is going on? So I come home yesterday and I get a text in, and I'm not saying this is all 100% accurate, but it's interesting. It says, this whole thing's not about the virus. This is a text I got from a person that I know who's a former military man. And he says, I really believe that there is something warlike brewing. If you've paid attention, Trump announced the other day that 100,000 to 150,000 deaths may actually occur within the next 2 weeks. It's going to be the darkest point in our history. However, there's only 186,000 total infected in the United States. So how can over 100,000 people die with those types of numbers? Well, these numbers are unattainable in the next 2 weeks. And then we're moving aircraft carriers and battleships to the Pacific Ocean, replacing naval ships off the waters of Florida, Mar-a-Lago, all for drug cartels, when the United States is the primary drug importer through the CIA on C-130 transport planes out of Afghanistan, but now we're putting military ships off the coast of Florida for drug cartels. Well, the U.S. military doesn't go to war with drug cartels with all of that force. You don't need battleships. What would be battleships? It'd be cruisers and aircraft carriers. Next, Canada orders their citizens home with the chance of losing health care if they don't come home. Trudeau has basically been in hiding, even after his wife has overcome COVID. The Queen of England is supposed to be going into hiding. Over half the states in the U.S. have now issued a stay-at-home order. You know, and a lot of these are coastal states. I really believe, you know, these states have issued these orders in preparation for an attack on U.S. soil. The USS Comfort that was docked in New York is preparing for just that, except now they're telling us there's only about 20 people on board that really need hospital care, and the other people can't get into there from hospital care. This gentleman goes on to say, I feel that the three arrested Harvard professors along with the two Chinese nationals in January gave us the intel. Open your eyes. This virus isn't worthy of a complete economic shutdown for 2, 3, 4 months. Some people say up to a year. Don't fall asleep as we did in Pearl Harbor. Research for yourselves and have an open mind, and you'll see more. This is more than just a virus. Now, this was sent to me yesterday. So I started doing more research on all of this, and let me give you my scenario on the possibilities here. Now, I'm not saying that anything he said is going to happen. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that we're about to go to war. But I am saying it's a possibility right now. Now, you've never heard me say that. But there are other things that are involved here. Let's take a look at the coronavirus. Let's look at the reality of what the coronavirus is right now. You know, I mean, we've got to realize, is this really a global pandemic event? Now, personally, I think it was in China. And I think it was in Iran. Now, what I think this is, and this is what Iran said it was, that Israeli Secret Service, probably MI6, Mossad, CIA, worked together with the boys at Fort Detrick who were there in Tel Aviv and their weapon facilities, and they put together a genome-specific bioweapon. What does that mean? That is specifically designed to really, really be fatal for Chinese and for the Iranians. Now you say, well, they don't have the possibility of being able to do that. They don't have the technology. Yes, they do. They have the technology to develop a genome-specific bioweapon. Perfect example is Germany. Way less than 1% of the people are dying in Germany. And pretty much the only people that are dying really in the United States are those who have compromised immune systems. Now, there may be a few other people if you want to believe the media, but primarily it's the people over the age of 60 who have heart disease, diabetes, cancer, lupus, you know, AIDS. You know, AIDS, there's a very high population of AIDS in New York City. If you want to believe that New York City is really this busy with the hospitals, I've got a friend of mine who was a doctor who since has stopped communicating with me, whose sister was a nurse in one of the top hospitals in New York City. And she said they're pretty much empty. And this big hospital ship in New York Harbor is pretty much empty. They're saying it's because of political reasons and red tape. They can't get people on board. But what's going on? Last night I had a top administrator, one of the local large hospitals, call me, and I talked to him, and he told me they're empty. They really have nobody in there. There's no big panic in the hospital. The parking lots are empty. Then I had another gentleman whose wife is a nurse, one of the big hospitals, say they're empty. They have like 2 COVID patients, and his wife, they were trying to force her to work with these people without the use of any type of protective gear, including masks. Even though she had her own mask, they were told her she couldn't wear it. Well, what do they know about how contagious this stuff is? So all of this stuff is screwy. And Austin's right. It's just screwy. You know, none of this stuff makes any sense at all as to why in the world we're closing down the entire world economy. Now they're telling doctors they can't talk. If they talk, they're going to get fired. You know, we have videos of quiet hospitals on the internet. You know, we have empty military hospital ships. You know, we have nurses being forced to work, you know, without protective gear. We have empty parking lots in hospitals. We see no ambulance traffic or sirens. You guys notice that around here anywhere and where you live? I mean, we live off a major road here. And we usually get sirens, you know, every so often. We have sirens with ambulances running people to the hospital. Crickets. It's dead quiet here. No sirens near or around the hospitals, which means they're not bringing people in via ambulance if they're bringing these people in these, quote, packed hospitals, which are not packed. And have you ever noticed something very interesting? Trump has a news conference every single day. Every single day Trump's on a news conference, but he never social distances. The people on the news conference never social distance. They're not giving 6 feet between themselves. You know, they're not doing that. They're hanging out beside each other just talking to people. I mean, what is this? Okay, so is it coronavirus? Is that why we're shutting down the entire world economy? No, absolutely not. Now, coronavirus is very real. Let me not get off of this and say coronavirus is a fake, because it's not. You know, it was genome specific in China. There are people that have come down with coronavirus in the United States, and if you have a compromised immune system, there's a possibility and a probability you're going to die from it, especially if you're over the age of 60. So it's very, very real. But we know from the research that I've given you guys that if you take vitamin C, 4 to 6,000 milligrams a day, 12.5 milligrams of potassium iodide, 5 to 10,000 IUs of vitamin D3 and K2 every day, it's pretty much, if you're pretty healthy, it's a non-event. So why would they shut down the world economic engine and do this? Why would we call up the National Guard and all the things that we've done? So let's talk about several of the other scenarios. Now, another one that came across my desk was an asteroid strike. Now, the only reason I'm talking about this is I don't want you guys to think this is real, because it's not. Because they're saying we're having an asteroid strike. The world's about to end as we know it. This is an ELE. This is an extinction-level event. And that there's nothing they can do to stop it. And they're trying to prevent panic. They don't want us to know about it. And basically, it's basically saying we're all screwed. We're all dead. All right, that's nonsense. All right, now here, let me tell you why it's nonsense. Because it does not line up with Scripture. It does not. You know, we've not had the book of Revelation happen. We haven't. Oh, there are all these little things that have not happened that the Bible says could happen, haven't happened yet. So this ELE, this extinction level event from an asteroid, total nonsense. Not going to happen. We've had all kinds of websites now over the past couple of years promoting this, promoting tidal waves and earthquakes and all these ELE events. It's simply not true. Not going to happen. Doesn't line up with Scripture. Won't be here. We're not going to get blasted by an asteroid, okay? So that brings us to number three. This is war preparation, okay? We, number one, have empty hospitals, and all elective procedures have been said put on hold. Now, why would they do that? Well, in times of war, especially on your own soil, hospitals become a major target for the enemies to bomb. And also, the hospitals need to remain clear for people that are casualties to come in for triage. So now they're telling us that we can't go to hospitals for elective events, that the hospitals are empty. Administrators are telling me this, and nurses are telling me this, and the emergency rooms are empty. You can walk into the emergency room and get immediate care because no one's going to the hospital. Well, that seems kind of odd. We need to get traffic off the streets for rapid troop transport. Well, that would do it if you keep everybody home except for essential businesses. We need to reduce the size of strike targets. In other words, if you put 100,000 people in a baseball or football stadium, or you have a mega church with 20 or 30 or 40,000 people, you know, you have the ability to go in and strike those targets and have maximum casualties. So if you spread everybody out and keep them at home, those casualty rates are not nearly as high. Close Disney World, you end up not having a casualty rate because you don't have 500,000 people running around the Magic Kingdom. You know, they're trying to reduce terrorist attacks. Is that what this is all about? Only critical infrastructure is allowed to work. And Trump invokes the War Power Act that takes over General Motors and Ford to produce supposedly ventilators, and now they say they can't produce because they can't get the parts out of China. I mean, it's really kind of weird, isn't it? War Powers Act? I mean, taking over industry in the United States to promote a war or whatever? Think about what I'm saying, guys. you say a carrier is inoperable due to a sick crew, the captain gets on social media and says, please help us. We have 4,000 sick people. Well, the captain's since been replaced. But reality is, what does that tell enemies? That we're not prepared? But in essence, you know that's a lie. You know that carrier was ready and operational ready immediately. We know that. The Secretary of Navy came out and said that was nonsense. But if you told your enemies, hey, we don't have carriers that are ready to defend the United States, says tells the enemies, hey, it's time to attack. It's kind of like, let's park all of our battleships in Pearl Harbor and let's make sure the Japanese get pictures of it so they know if they come in for an attack, they can hit the carriers and the battleships. And then as soon as those pictures are done and the intel's done, we take our carriers and we move them out so we open ourselves up for an attack. We already did that once, guys. That was what Roosevelt did. Who's basically, remember, he's a communist. He's a socialist. And he set up Japan to attack the United States of America by thinking that the Pearl Harbor was a soft target. And then they were going to be able to wipe out the carrier fleet and wipe out the battleships. And the ships that were left there, these old battleships like the Arizona, those things were built like at the beginning of that century. They were like 30, 40 years old. They were antiquated. So we sunk all those. They were all sunk at the harbor. And then or damaged. And then what happened is the carrier group was gone. They were hiding them. So the Japanese strike wasn't that effective. Well, we already did this once, right? Now, you know, we're going to suspend international travel. We've done that now. We've shut down the airlines. Europe is on total lockdown. I've already told you guys that. I mean, all the border controls are put back into place. They're going to do this over a virus. They're going to be using this to actually massively increase 5G installation to bring in the new world order. You know, Trump calls up the National Guard, and he has to, you know, is that a cover story to reduce the panic? I mean, who are we having war against? I mean, who are these people? Well, as we've said on this show so many times, it's always the same people. It's the same people who always bring us the worst, the Kabbalistic bankers. I mean, now, but who are the Kabbalistic bankers, you know, really, really bent on as far as killing and getting rid of? Think about this for a second. Number one would be Venezuela, because they don't have a Rothschild-controlled central bank. They have the largest oil reserves in the world. I mean, they basically have tremendous rhetoric against the current sitting president towards the country, towards the leadership, and we put them under sanctions, which is already a declaration of war. So Venezuela is on its knees. I mean, it's ready for somebody to come in and basically take over Venezuela. You know? So here we are with Venezuela. Number two would be Iran. I mean, this is another non-Rothschild controlled bank. Remember, they have to bring in a new world order under one banking system with a one world currency. Well, here we are, two massive oil producers who don't want to do this. Venezuela and Iran. Remember, we still have the petrodollar. Again, non-Rothschild controlled bank. It's the mortal enemy of Zionist Israel. They absolutely hate Iran. Trump has already backed off the treaty they had with Iran. You know, it's a top oil producer. And remember, ones that are telling Israel they can't touch the Dome of the Rock. The Dome of the Rock is this Islamic dome that was put into Israel in Jerusalem when it was underneath the Muslim control in 691. The roof of that thing collapsed and they rebuilt it in 1022. So the structure that's there now is over 1,000 years old. And they can't rebuild their third temple until the Dome of the Rock is destroyed. Now, think about this for a second. This is a Pharisaic doctrine, you know, of Noahide laws that's coming to the world. This is what they want. You know, we read in Hosea the other day what happened to Israel and how it was scattered for idolatry. And then we know it 2,000 years ago that it rejected Christ. But ministers are lying because they have a Judas spirit on them. They're trading the truth of what's really going on in Israel and on the world for 30 pieces of silver called the 501(c) corporation on free private jets and free mansions all over the place. So they're not telling the people the truth. So these quote unquote pastors need to get some testosterone going and realize they've got to tell the people the truth in their church. This is what happened when the 1776 revolution occurred. The people in the pulpit, the pastors in the pulpit, the real men in the pulpit, you know, who a lot of them had fought in the French Indian Wars, they basically were telling the people the truth of what was happening with England. You know, and we got to remember, Russia has a Rothschild controlled central bank. the United States does. So Trump, Putin, probably Chinese leader, because they've been trying to take over the Chinese government 100% with the Rothschild banking cartel for the last 3 or 4 years. So they're all involved in this stuff. Remember what Otto Kahn's, and I'm going to read you this real quick. But I've read you parts of this. I'm going to read you a bunch of it today about the international banking global cartels and what they do. And this is an article that was written by Jonas Alexis, and they quoted several different people inside of the article. And what they're saying basically is that the international banking cartels control both sides of the narrative. And that then the ones who do this. The sad part about all of this is that here we find ourselves in a situation where we can't fix the mess that we're in, that the international bankers are basically controlling both sides of the narrative. You know, Otto Kahn said that they hold the world by its axis, and they turn it any way they want to do it in order to create the reality they want to create. Now, guys, you have to think about this for a second. Who in the world would do stuff like this? Why would they do it? Well, it's these guys. It's always the same guys who are telling us that they basically are going to control the planet, whether we want them to or not, because they're the spawn of Satan. They're the Luciferians. And these are the same guys, who crucified Jesus Christ. Now, in this article, it says that in a speech delivered at the Benai de Birth in 1902, Solomon Ehrman envisioned a future in which all mankind will be joined. And this is all part of the doctrine that they're pushing through the high levels of the Masonic leadership. This is what they're teaching. Now, what we need to realize is that they're going to do this through the international banking cartels and through a one world currency, which is also controlled through the same people. In a candid moment after World War I, Cohn Lee partner Otto Kahn, Cohn Lee, one of the founding banks of the Federal Reserve System, explained that the Kabbalist bankers remake the world by creating artificial conflicts and determining the outcome. These include world wars, the Cold War, the War on Terror, and not to mention the phony left-right divide that holds American gridlock. I also include this, the war on the coronavirus. Otto Kahn, who lived from 1869 to 1934, was a partner with Jacob Schiff and Paul Warburg in America's most influential banking house, Cohn Lieb. This is worth recalling what he said about this strategy of this international banking cartel. In his book, Geneva versus Peace, the Comte de Saint-Allure, who was the French ambassador to London from 1920 to 1924, recalled a dinner conversation with Otto Kahn, which took place shortly after World War I. Asked why the bankers would back Bolshevism, a system supposedly inimical to private ownership, Kahn tugged on his enormous cigar and explained that the bankers create apparent opposites to remake the world according to their specifications. Remember, these bankers are hardcore Zionists who want to have the world controlled via Israel, via Noahide laws through Tel Aviv. Here's what he said. You say that Marxism is the very antithesis of capitalism, which is equally sacred to us. It is precisely for this reason that they are direct opposites to one another, that they put into our hands the two poles of this planet and allow us to be its axis. These two contraries, the Bolshevism and ourselves, find their identity in the international. These opposites meet again in the identity of their purpose and end in the remaking of the world above by the control of riches and from below by revolution. Our mission consists in promulgating the new law and creating a God, that is to say, in purifying the idea of God and realizing it when the time shall come. This God they're talking about is Ein Sof, the God of the Kabbalah. It's not about the great I Am. We shall purify the idea of identifying it with the nation of Israel, which has become its own Messiah, because they rejected Jesus. This is what he's saying. The advent of it will be facilitated by the final triumph in Israel. Now, what he's saying here is that Bolshevism is the accelerator in the League of Nations. What they're talking about is the brake on the mechanism which we supply both the motive and the force and the guiding power. Now, this is the goal here, is to take over the entire planet and put it under Noahide laws. The problem is the churches, again, because of their Judas spirit, have been taken over by their 30 pieces of silver. And this is where we find ourselves now. So you say, Ted, what do you think is going to happen? Well, you know, that's interesting because, you know, there's all kinds of different scenarios that may or may not happen. There's all kinds of different things that we have seen here that may may or may not happen. Now, last night, I did a little four-minute video, audio tape that I sent out to a couple of my friends, and I'm going to play it for you today. Now, listen to me very carefully on this videotape, because it deals with what may happen with Iran. However, we don't talk about what may happen with Venezuela in this. And go ahead, I'm going to play this for you right now.
I'm going to give you the cliff notes on this. Iran is about to be attacked by the United States and Israel. The United States released a bioweapon in Iran and in China to specifically target their DNA. So the Iranians were targeted for their DNA, and the Chinese were targeted for their DNA. Both China and Iran know this. Russia was also targeted, but they closed their borders off before he got inside of their country. Now, here's what's fixing to happen. They have to get rid of the Dome of the Rock, because they have to rebuild a third temple. That's what the Bible says is going to happen. So the Antichrist can come out in the Book of Thessalonians and say that he's God, and basically declare himself God. So they have to get rid of the Dome of the Rock, the big mosque there in Jerusalem, where they built it, where the old temple used to stand. They know they can't do that without having the entire Arab world come down on them, because it's a 1,000-year-old structure, and it's sacred to them. So it's going to get bombed to oblivion. It's going to go away. They're going to rebuild their third temple, and the United States is going to be attacked by Russia and China, because they're allies with Iran, and the United States will be involved with Israel. About to go to World War III. That's why they're taking the people off the streets and send them home, and only critical infrastructure is running. That's why in the hospital, doctors are being told they can't talk about the coronavirus or they get fired, because no one has the coronavirus. It's diagram unless they're really old. It's a real thing, but it doesn't have the DNA specificity that it had against the Chinese and against the Iranians. So we're about to go to World War III. Now, any of this could change, okay? Any of this, I'm not saying it's going to happen. We can stop it. But remember, Trump is Zionist controlled. He's a hardcore Zionist. He just gave all of Palestine pretty much to Israel. Remember, he just did that. In addition to that, his son, Jared Kushner, many have accused him of perhaps being the Antichrist.
Son-in-law.
And what they want to do is rebuild the third temple, take their son of perdition into the Holy of Holies, pierce him with the spear of destiny, have on the steps to declare himself God. And they want to set up a Noahide law, a one-world government ruled out of Tel Aviv through the Israeli Supreme Court, believing in Jesus Christ, a crime punishable by death, the guillotine. This is what they want to do. Now, it doesn't have to happen. We all pray about this. But we are literally seeing the Book of Revelation open because of the scope of the Bible, because of Samuel Untermeyer, because of what Woodrow Wilson did, and because of what the high-level Masonic lodges are doing all over the world as far as to precipitate this. Because remember, the Masonic lodges are based on the Kabbalah, which is from the Zohar, which was written in 72 AD, which combined all the ancient Egyptian mysticism and the Canaanite ancient religious beliefs together to form this religion in which they believe the universe is a giant tree with lights on it. There's a giant snake coiled up in the tree, and its name is Ein Sof. This is who they worship. And remember, Shabbat synagogues teach the Kabbalah. That's what Madonna preaches to practices also. And both Ivanka and Jared go to the Shabbat synagogue, and they both practice Kabbalah. So we need to all pray that this isn't going to happen. They're going to be stopped. But again, not written in stone. Any group can stop this. China doesn't have to attack us. Russia doesn't have to attack us. But I believe that the attack on Iran from the United States and Israel, I think that's going to happen, because Trump is controlled by the Rothschild banking cartel who controls Israel.
Now, that's what I said last night. Now, I still feel the same way, but I also believe that this doesn't have to happen. You know, you have to realize that Israel, as it says in chapter 4 of Hosea, went against God repeatedly and continued to worship these idols, Asherah, Baal, Moloch, all of the stuff. I read you the chapters in Hosea last week, chapter 4. You need to read the entire chapter. But we also need to realize that we, the people here in the United States, that there's a remnant of us that are still Christians, that we still believe in God, that we still believe in Jesus. And what I want to do this morning, and this is something that I wanted to share with you guys, because I don't want you guys to have a spirit of fear with any of this stuff, but a power and a love and a sound mind, because I personally believe that we can pray, or that we can intervene and this stuff doesn't happen. Because remember, Putin and China, none of these groups have to do any of this stuff. Everybody's got to pull a trigger. Everybody's got to push a button, and they don't have to do it. And what Trump is doing, in my opinion, is prepping the United States in case they push a button back to make sure that nothing happens to us. Now, you say, could the United States be involved in a false flag? In other words, we've seen false flags being done to the United States over and over and over again. Say that North Korea sent a missile in and blew up one of our cities, yes. Could that missile have really happened? Maybe yes, maybe no. We don't know, because the media is such a bunch of liars that are also Rothschild-controlled. Say, well, could Russia do the same thing? Yes. Could China do the same thing? Yes. Could it all be fake? Could it all be staged? Yes. Would that then cause us to go ahead and issue a full-blown attack against Russia and China starting World War III? If these nutbags have their way, that's probably what they would do. Because, guys, it's so important to understand. My mom used to tell me about this. And then if you read the book, The Bad War, that was banned on Amazon, which is a free PDF. We have the free PDF on our website, you know, in their news stores, or you just look it up online, because I'm not sure what day it was posted. But if you remember, the Cabalist bankers are the ones that funded Hitler, because they wanted to take Europe and the United States into war. They wanted to do all of this to precipitate the Jews to move back into Israel. And they wanted to bring the Russian revolution and the communism into Europe to destroy Christianity. Because, you know, at its core, the way that was pushed off was basically communism was an atheistic religion. It was to destroy Christianity in Europe. So all of this stuff is being done by the same guys that I talked about here with Otto Kahn. They're the guys who do all of this stuff. But I want to pray with you guys. I want all of us to pray together right now, because this is really important. This is a prayer that we have posted on the website at Health Masters that one of our listeners brought to us years ago. And I want to go ahead and read this and pray this with you guys right now. Then I'll pray some more stuff here in just a minute. Heavenly Father, we rejoice in the day you have made, and we're glad in it. We enter your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. And we come boldly before your throne of grace, not in our righteousness, but in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, our great high priest. We apply the blood of Jesus over us, our families, our possessions, our finances, our dwelling place, our transportation, our land, and our places of influence. For your blood is a hedge of protection around us, across all realms, all dimensions, and all timelines. We deploy the heavenly hosts, the angels, to stand shoulder to shoulder around us, fully armed and equipped and ready to pierce through any enemy who draws near. May they bind the enemy with chains and fetters of iron and throw them into cages and send them to the feet of Jesus to do with them as he wishes. May we draw near to the secret place under the shadow of your wings. For you are our fortress, our high tower, our defense, our shield, and our buckler. And Father, we place all of the armor you have given us. We place on the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the gospel of peace on our feet, the shield of faith to quench the fiery arrows of the enemy on behalf of our whole family. The helmet of salvation, our sword, which is your word, bathed in heaven, the cloak of zeal, and above all, we clothe ourselves with Jesus. Renew our minds with the mind of Christ. Surround us with your songs of deliverance. May the eyes of our spiritual understanding be enlightened. We be led only by your Holy Spirit. May we lift up our heads, and may the King of Glory come in. May the heavens release all spiritual blessings stored up to execute your assignments and blessings of gifting, anointing, resources, and divine health. Thank you, Jesus. I pray the gates of heaven would open, drop down the heavens, and rain righteousness on your people, and the earth may bring forth salvation through the blood of the Lamb. The gates of brass and bars of iron which are constructed to hinder these blessings are collapsed in the name of Jesus, and may your living water flow like a river freely from the throne of grace and through all of us. We ask this all in the power and the authority and the righteousness found in Christ Jesus, sealed by his blood. Father, I also thank you that we dwell in the shadow of the Most High, and that we rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Paul say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress and my God in whom I trust. God, I really believe that you will save us from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. I believe that you will cover us with your feathers, and under your wings we will find refuge, and your faithfulness will be our shield and our rampart. Thank you, Lord, that the pestilence that stalks in the darkness and the plague that destroys at midday will not affect us. Thank you, Father, that 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it will not come near us. I thank you, Lord, that we will see the punishment of the wicked. These people will be exposed all the way from Hillary Clinton to the Rothschild banking cartels and all these sickos that have done this, Lord. We say, Lord, the Lord is my refuge. We make the Most High our dwelling. No harm will overtake us, though disaster will come near us. We command your angels, Lord, commanding to guard us. And we thank you, Lord, they will lift up their hands. Will not strike our foot against a stone. Father, I thank you, Lord, that they're there to protect us. I thank you, Father, that we will trample the servant, Lord. We love you, Lord. And we know that you will rescue us and you will protect us. Thank you for that. Thank you, Lord, for protecting us because we acknowledge your name. Father, I pray that the deeds that are being done in darkness will be exposed. That your Holy Spirit will intercede for us. That cooler heads will prevail with all of these different scenarios we talked about today. Lord, we know that as a nation, we don't deserve your mercy. We understand that because of what we've done with all of the abortions and all of the horrible stuff that we've allowed to happen, with all this crazy political correctness which goes across against your word. But Lord, we ask that you show the USA mercy because there are those of us living here and globally that need your help, that we need your protection. I pray that all of us, be protected through your power, through your word, and through the Holy Spirit. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus, the name above all names, Lord. I station angels all around us, Father. I plead the blood of Christ over us. And I put a hedge of thorns around us, Lord. And I thank you for your deliverance. And I thank you for your protection, Lord. And I pray again that cooler heads prevail and that all of these plots and these things that they're doing, Lord, will be exposed and they will not occur, Father. In Jesus' name I pray, Lord. Now, that's the way I wanted to start the show off today. Because, guys, I want you to understand something. God is not being blindsided by what's happening right now. He's not being surprised what is happening. This is the biggest opportunity we've ever had in our lifetimes to bring people to a knowledge of Jesus Christ and who he is, the power of the blood, the power of the great I am, the covenant we have with God Almighty through Jesus. This is that time in our lives, folks, that we have right now to get people saved and to expose these deeds of darkness that has happened, that are happening all over the planet right now, Lord. And to my friends listening to me right now, I'm partially praying and talking to you guys at the same time. Thank you, Father, for your mercy. And guys, I thank you that we're all protected through the blood of the Lamb. Because guys, I played that show yesterday. I wanted to play it to realize what we're up against. But guys, it doesn't make any difference what's happening on this planet. God plus one is always a majority. We're in covenant with the creator of the universe, which means we have a blood covenant through Jesus Christ. I talked about this yesterday. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, including expose these weirdos who go bump in the night and do all these crazy things. And in the event that something happens that we can't control, he's still there to protect you and me because we're asking for his mercy and for his guidance and his direction. I love you guys. Austin, I want to start with that. What's your next story, bud? And what do you think?
Well, that was really well said. I mean, that was a lot of info in there, and I think everybody really needs to just kind of sit back and ponder this stuff, and that's why Dad wanted to get this out here today, because as we've been saying for weeks, there's a lot of weird stuff going on, and, you know, it's not coincidence that this is happening right now. And the fact that this is a massive, massive push to shut everything down. Like I said, this is pretty much unprecedented in the United States. It's unprecedented. I mean, to shut down an entire global economy like this, the U.S. economy, based off something that, I mean, like I said before, I mean, diabetes kills 80,000 people a year. Not once have I ever heard anybody come on television and say, hey, we're basically banning or reducing the amount of sugar that can legally be put into processed foods. No, I didn't hear that at all. What, 650,000 people roughly die every year to heart disease. I mean, you don't hear about anything like that as far as people actually trying to make a mandated executive difference, and I don't think there should be. Let me clarify. I don't think the government should have the right to come in and say, you can't eat this, or you can't buy this, or you can't do this. Last time I checked, we didn't have to ask permission to go outside and travel freely on our way. That's a constitutional right to be able to move and travel freely. That's part of living in the United States. Those rights have now been taken from majority of people. That's the most troubling thing of what's going on right now. So it shows you that this is something else going on further and further and further. Now they're discussing, and this is something that I told you guys has been one of the weirdest things. You guys know I've always been very big in the metals markets for years, is the the complete and total disconnect from metals, actual real true silver, gold, platinum you can physically possess in your hand, and the paper market of what they're doing in the stock market. I mean, again, today, silver's down back down to like $14 an ounce, well below of what they can actually even make money on it for. Now, what's even crazier is now Mexico. The Mexico has now suspended all silver mining production due to the alleged coronavirus. They said the executive order from Mexico's Ministry of Health is now shut down suspension of mining in the country to try to halt the coronavirus in Mexico. Mexico, if you guys don't know, is the world's largest silver producer, producing upwards of 25% of the entire world production of silver. That's almost a quarter, guys. Almost a quarter of the entire world silver comes from Mexico. And now Mexico shutting down includes also now the closure of Peru's mining industry, announced up until March 15th. So if you add Peru and Mexico, that's nearly 40% of the global silver production offline now for the next 30 to 45 days. This is beyond bizarre. I mean, this is something that's so strange and so unprecedented, and at the same time, we're seeing the paper market of silver below what it's almost ever been before, and the physical market is almost double. It's literally almost 100% doubled as far as on what you can actually get it for. Majority of places right now with premiums, an ounce of silver is $22, $23, $24. I've seen some places up $25, $26 an ounce for a silver eagle. But yet the paper market's at 14, and now we just have 40% of the entire global silver production shut down now for the next 30 to 45 days. And at the same time, we're seeing the entire United States come to a complete and total standstill. I'm with Dad. There's something else going behind the scenes with this. This is obviously being used partially to completely and totally see how far they can do a totalitarian takeover and how submissive the American populace is going to be. But even with that, there's not much benefit that keeps going with this, because at a certain point in time, remember, these bankers, one thing that everybody can agree on with them, they love their money. They love their money. And shutting down all these hotels, all these airlines, all these casinos, all these resorts, all Disney, all this stuff. This stuff's making zero money right now. And of course, we're going to see these big giant bailouts and all the stuff we're getting on top of that. But even at that, the bailouts still are not going to amount to what these guys are going to lose in revenue for the rest of the year. Because remember, when we turn the economy back on, it's not going to like flipping on a light switch, like I said yesterday. They're going to be just going to flip on a light switch and bam, everything comes up 100% production again. We're good to go. Everybody's back out of debt. Everybody's got money to spend. It's not going to be like that. It's going to take months just to start spooling stuff back up if we opened it right now. So what do they know that we don't know? And on top of that as well, you know, this coronavirus, we've seen, oh, they've had, you know, like 5,000 deaths in the U.S. We still haven't even met from coronavirus the amount of deaths we have every single month just from diabetes alone. And that's every month from diabetes. Coronavirus has been in the U.S. now for over 2 months. But yet we have New York doctors like Dr. Zev Zelenko, who's talked about numerous times, and we've all talked about it, the chloroquine with the antibiotic and zinc has been basically knocking out all cases. He goes on to say in another interview he talked about here, he said he's claiming that everybody that's used this protocol, they've had zero deaths, zero ICU hospitalizations, and zero, basically, ventilators with people that are running this protocol. Okay, so why aren't we using this nationwide right now to stop this? Is it because a lot of people that have the coronavirus, it wouldn't even matter if you gave them this because they were already so sick beforehand with some type of other disease or cancer that they would have already killed them anyways? And now we're just using this coronavirus as a giant excuse? I don't know. I know that I've talked to some people that have gotten it, and they've all recovered. We had a customer 2 days ago, talked to Steve. I talked to him about it right after. And he caught it. His wife caught it. She was still in the hospital. He was in the hospital for like 5 days. Has already been released now, has basically recovered. He said he got the flu, basically what it felt like, had a fever for about 2-3 days, 102 temperature, kind of kicked it right after that, said he's been kind of fatigued, and he's going on the vitamin C and D3 because he ran out, because he was actually running something. Literally, so he said it was 3 days. 3 days he had the flu. I remember last year, I told you, it's the first time I've actually really know I caught the flu. I never got tested for it, but I mean, I had went up to 104 temperature. I was real sick for like 3 days. It was rough. And then I kicked it. Bam, bounced months out of it, and I was done. That was it. You know, tired for a couple days, hammered the supplements down, and just worked right out of it. That's what happens when your body's exposed to this and you have an immune system. That's what a lot of people are having happen to them that I've talked to. They get sick, they got a cough, they get a fever, they take a bunch of supplements, they basically run their C and D through the roof, they kick it after a couple days, and they're good. Now, people that have been significantly compromised immune systems, or they already have diseases, or they're on a dozen different medications that decrease their immune system ability, yeah, they're having issues. But these people probably would have the same issues if they would have caught basically even the common flu. Not saying that this virus isn't serious, but what I'm saying is the shutdown, the entire global economic engine, and completely reduce the economy to essentially rubble over a virus that in most cases that I've been hearing is pretty easy to come over if you have a good immune system and supplements. I think you're definitely onto something, Dad. I don't know what they have going on, but there's definitely no doubt in my mind there's something way bigger than what we're being told.
Well, awesome. They always obfuscate everything. Like I said, with the Pearl Harbor thing, there were eight points they had to do to get the Japanese to attack us. I mean, look at this. Look at the ridiculous stuff that happened with the war, you know, back in the 90s with President Bush Sr., in which they were saying that little babies were being taken out of incubators and thrown on the floor, and everything was a lie. Everything was a lie. Everything they told us about that lie was a lie with Kuwait and, you know, with Iraq. Look at George Jr., you know, the dumb one. He gets in there with a doggone, you know, goes in there and attacks Iraq. For what reason? Well, get rid of their central bank. And Saddam Hussein kept those gosh awful people over there who were so mean and liked to rape people and kill people and everything else and behead people. He kept them all under control. So we created a giant vacuum in the Middle East. We took Iraq out. Look at what happened with Gaddafi. Gaddafi warned us. He said, if you take me out, you're going to have a massive influx of people coming through my country going into Europe. You're going to have a massive influx of people. Well, of course, this is what they wanted. They wanted to create instability because out of chaos will come a new world order. And once we shut down the global economic, see, it was very difficult to shut down the global economic engine for out of reason. They had to find a reason. And, you know, and the media is controlled by the Rothschilds. And so the media, you pick up Breitbart, you pick up Drudge, you pick up any of these major outlets that are news aggregators, and you look, the first 20 or 30 stories, it's all coronavirus. All of it. See, they're doing everything they can to put as much fear as they possibly can, because remember, Let me make it so it makes sense to you from a Christian standpoint. What we have in the United States is this. You know, we have a group of people that are Christians that pray on a regular basis, but we also have a group of heathen that basically create energy around their bodies, an energy field. We create energy field around our bodies. Our energy field is compatible with the Holy Spirit. Their energy field is not. All right, that's why you get around certain people and you have like a magnetic resistance. Like you take two north poles of a magnet, you try to push them together, they push apart. Now you can't see it. You can't see a resistance. It's invisible to your naked eye. But there's an energy field that's created. There's an energy field that's created around all of us. Now, we're feeling a really strange energy field right now, and here's why. Because as a Christian, you know, we're in covenant with God. God's omnipresent, which means he's in all timelines. So he knows what's going to happen in the future. He knows what's going to happen in the past. He's there all times and all places. So when we get in covenant with God Almighty, he gives us a tiny, tiny percentage of, you know, a billionth of 1% or whatever it would be that we could handle as a human being of his omnipresence. And so we can feel something pushing against us in the coming timeline that ain't right. And we're feeling that mass murder or that mass destruction or that mass whatever it's going to be. And we feel it. And we know something's not right in our spirit. This is because of the covenant we have with the Most High God. It's not some new age hanky-panky or weird stuff. It's just a covenant we have with God that he allows us to feel these things because of quantum entanglement, because the protons are all connected interdimensionally and throughout space-time with no timeline. They're also, you know, omnipresent, all these protons and everything else throughout the timeline. That's how scalar waves work. Scalar waves connect us with any point in space at any given time instantaneously because there's no timeline. In fact, it's the speed of thought, that's what it is, pretty much. And this is what they were talking about when the one guy left the NSA a few years ago or whatever. He was NASA, I don't remember. He was talking about the speed of thought. He said, now you're starting to understand. This is what it is, a scalar energy. And we've talked about that in depth on the shows before. This is what 5G is. This is a scalar wave weapon. That's what it is. And they want to implement this stuff. So they've got to create as much chaos as they possibly can to bring in a new world order. And that's what we feel right now. We feel the chaos of this. because it's a lower energy field. We feel something negative about to happen. Because remember, these entities, as we talked about yesterday, they consume energy from our dimension. This is how they feed themselves. And now they're having like a smorgasbord right now because they know that we know that something's going on. And so these Christians who are basically in these – we got to be real careful what I say. Christians who are in the name it, blame it, grab it, blab it, whatever you want to call it, churches, name it, claim it, blab it, they basically are being told that this is no big deal, that, you know, this is no, there's nothing here. But what they're speaking these things and they're being scared now because – everything around them saying something different. And so they don't have the true faith that comes through the infilling of the Holy Spirit like you do, who listen right now to me, my listeners, because we've taught you how to do all this stuff through the Holy Spirit. And we've been teaching and preaching to you guys for years, reading your scriptures for years, praying for you guys for years. I prayed for you this morning. So a lot of churches don't have that. They have this real superficial understanding of what Christianity is with no true substance. As said, Jesus said, you know, you're going to, in the end, you know, they'll come to him and they'll say, Lord, Lord, didn't we do this in your name? He goes, get away from me, thou evildoer. I don't know who you are. I don't know you. And that's because the Jesus they were taught in some cases, not in all cases, isn't the real Jesus Christ who died on Calvary. Because with that Jesus Christ in covenant with him through the great I am, and with the great I am through Jesus, what we have is a responsibility as Christians to repent. You know, and guys, this morning I was praying, you know, I said, you know, Lord, sometimes I'll feel like Paul. You know, he says the things that I know that I shouldn't do, those are the things that I do. And I said, you know, I understand now how Paul felt, because we have a constant relationship with God and we're called to a higher level of accountability, and which we're supposed to do the best we possibly can while we're on this planet to help people, to feed people, to do things we need to do. But guys, I understand how Paul felt now. Because that's what we're supposed to feel as Christians. Because we need to realize that without God and without the Holy Spirit and without Jesus, that we can't be compatible with God. It takes a sacrifice through Christ, through the blood of the Lamb, like it talks about in the book of Hebrews, to bring us back to where we need to be. And when Christians aren't taught that, and they're not living that, and they're just being told, you know, just name it, claim it, blab it, grab it, church, and which is superficial, almost cult-like. I mean, think about what happened with Jim Jones. You know, Jim Jones talked about Jesus too. Jim Jones, this nutbag down there in Guyana. He got started with all that. And then he brought everybody into that compound down there, and a lot of people say the CIA was running it as a psychop to determine what types of drugs could be used for mind control. And a lot of these people, sure enough, they found that they had been injected between the shoulder blades with strychnine and were killed. They didn't all drink the Kool-Aid. This is the thing that we have to understand, that this group of people, they've been working with Sigmund Freud and Edward Bernays. These were both Sabbatean Kabbalists. They were cousins. They were Luciferians in mass mind control. This is what MKUltra was all about. This is what the concentration camp experiments were all about. So this is what the Tavistock Institute did with what happened with mind control after the shell shock that occurred after and during World War I, when people were sitting in basically trenches for days on end having bombs explode over their heads, and they finally just dissociated. All of this stuff has been done to control us through the mass media. It's all been done on purpose. Now they want to connect us to a 5G system. They want to implant us with a chip, which will probably be through this coronavirus vaccine that's on the way. And they want to basically allow Lucifer to become omnipresent through a D-Wave computer to affect all of our minds, to make every thought of every man evil all of the time. The guys who developed the D-Wave computer stood in front of it and said, it's like standing before the altar of an alien god. Why would he pick words like that? Standing before the altar of an alien god? We're talking about Einstein here. And the problem is they want to make Lucifer omnipresent, which he's not, and connect him into our bodies and into our minds and allow him to control us. This is what the goal is here. But we're not going to allow that to happen, guys. Because greater is he who is in us than he is in the world. The Bible tells us that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And we need to understand that we're sanctified by the blood of the Lamb. And it doesn't make one bit of difference, guys. Once you get born again and you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, and you know the real Jesus, the Jesus of Calvary, Jesus Christ, the one who died for us, once you understand who he is and what he did, you're going to live forever. This momentary existence that we have on this plane of this planet for 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years, then we check out, is but a drop in the bucket of the entire seas of eternity. And we need to understand that. That's why, walk in faith, walk in love. Show them right now why you're a Christian. Show them the difference between you and them. Show them that you're going to walk in love and understanding, and you're going to help as many people as you possibly can. Walk in kindness. Walk in love. Let them know that we're Christian because we love one another. Let them know that greater is He who is in us than he who is in the world. Show them. Just like the first century church. Show them. In the second century. In the third century. Until the Roman Empire accepted Christ. And of course they brought a bunch of junk in with it, but they finally realized they couldn't just run around killing Christians all the time, and it was okay. It's so important that we show them. Guys, I love you. Thank you for praying with me today. I continue to pray for you guys on an ongoing basis. It's my obligation, my responsibility, and my privilege to do so. Love you guys. Also, go ahead and close up.
Yes, absolutely, guys. Continue to get this information out there. That's why we have our free weekly newsletter set up. The more we can wake up the populace, because I've seen it a lot of people are starting to wake up. You talk to just about anybody right now, and everybody's pretty much in agreement that there's something else going on. Then people, because now, which is fantastic, people aren't so obsessed with their sports. I know it sounds horrible, but they're not all wrapped and glued to the TV watching their little football games and their basketball and their baseball games and all obsessed about what player did this and what player did that. Everything stopped. So now people are actually having to reflect and analyze on what's really going on and look around them and say, this is odd. Something's off. Something is not right. And that's the biggest thing, is sparking that question in somebody's head. Not to make them weird or paranoid or anything like that, but to make them ask questions. And we all have the right to ask questions. So again, thank you for the support. Healthmasters.com, a lot of different specials going on there right now. Be sure to check out the website if you need anything, or give us a call if you have any questions or concerns, or essentially if you want to place an order, please give us a call. And thank you again for the support. Dad and I are going to be on the Hagman Show tonight. We're going to go, we're both going to do a 30-minute session again like we did last weekend. That worked out pretty good for our time schedule. So again, thank you for the support. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. Enjoy the show tonight. Have a safe weekend. Stay prepared. Stay alert. And we'll talk to you again Monday as always.